Patreon bonus episode. This is the second half of the interview with Kabor, the Burmese rebel fighting against the brutal military junta in Myanmar. This is a really interesting conversation. Listen to what he has to say.
The junta will kill him in the prison.
So, sorry, one of your guys got caught?
Like, last year, I think. And they got beat up, like, very bad, and then now they kill him. And they send a letter to the family, like, he's dead.
Yeah, there was, Wait, not the boxer. Was it the boxer? Tutu?
No.
No, a different guy.
The boxer is...
The Lethway fighter.
I mean, like, the boxer, you know him, right?
Yeah, they did a similar thing with him. He was killed in prison, and then nobody knew, and then they sent a letter.
Yeah, everybody knew him because he's, a little bit famous.
Yeah.
And they're, like, not famous people. Thousands being killed.
Right, this happens to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. When are you going back to the front line?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow I have to take a doctor to someplace, so I have to travel for like 5 days. I'm not sure yet when I'm going back to the front line, but most of my friends are staying in the front line.
Mm.
And the Burma Army, they want to. I'm like living very close to the front line now for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
With car. But they don't care to like move forward, but they want to take the place that I'm like talking to you like right now.
The junta do.
Yeah, so the place I'm like staying here, living here. So they want to take this place by like in 3 months. So they're putting more troops, and they're like lots of troops are here already. Today, like 30 trucks came. And stuff. So everybody's been preparing for battle, but we don't know when it happens. Here, the place I live, everything is pretty much peaceful because we took control of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got one township. You heard it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mese?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got rid of all the juntas. Only one camp remains. It's very close to the Thai also, so.
Do you think it's possible that the junta, that you guys can beat the junta, like, completely?
I hope so. I couldn't say for sure, you know.
Hmm.
Most of the guy on the ground, if you said, like, if you ask him, like, do you believe you can beat this guy? You know, like, we are fighting, like, a 423 or something.
Yeah.
Military, with airplanes and everything. If you ask them, like, do you believe you can beat them? He said, no, probably, but I will still do it.
Well, I think there's something... like inherently human about fighting back, even if you don't know if you can win, right? Like, you can't just, in anything in life, you can't just let someone walk on you, you know?
Yeah. And I think this time we're pretty much hopeful because everybody's fighting, you know?
Yeah. How many of there are you?
Like, us? Like, probably like a million.
Yeah, PDF fighters.
She has a lot. Every time she has PDF.
Yeah.
Every cup PDF. Because, like, they burn entire village.
Yeah.
Like, what happens is, these people, like, they have no choice. You fight back or you die. So, you fight back.
Absolutely.
So, you heard about Sakai?
No.
It's north of Burma. It's full of Burmese people, you know?
Mm.
Like me. And it used to be like a, how to say, they call it a soldier state, you know? Because all the people there, like, went into the junta, you know, before the coup.
Right.
just most of them not educated and stuff, you know. You go to the military and you had a standard, you know. That's why most people join the military when we're kids, because you're something in the society.
Yeah.
If you join the army, you know.
Yeah.
So now status. Sky is like a most resistant state, you know.
Wow, so it flipped everybody's the other
fighting. Way. Yeah, everybody is fighting. I'm fighting, my friends are fighting.
Yeah.
And most of us are fighting. And this time we're fighting like, you know, like drones. And you see the drone stuff, right?
Yeah, I saw the videos you sent me as well. It's incredible. There's some real ingenuity out there.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, you ever heard of fixed wing?
No, what's that?
It's like a small airplane.
Fixed wing. Yes, yeah, sorry, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And they made their own mortars and stuff. So I think we can win.
Yeah.
I think we can. Because, I mean, they're running out of troops, that's for sure. That's for sure. Because the soldiers we caught, they're like not in good conditions, you know?
Yeah.
They're like stars and everything.
You have POWs at your camp?
Prisoner of war?
Yeah.
No, not at us. Not in our camp, but I met some of them.
Yeah. You speak to them?
No, not directly.
No.
One time we caught two guys. They're pretending to be civilians, you know?
Mm.
And it was like pretty fuck up situation, you know, he got. Because his hand, one hand is completely gone. And his eyes, one eye is already gone. And the other eye dropping out, you know.
Well, he'd been shot already.
Yeah, he was hit with mine or something.
Ah.
And another guy was his commander. Yeah, they try to pretend as civilians and they're trying to pass it through us. So some of our friends caught them, you know.
Yeah.
And then they tie them with a rope. And my friend, he really wants to kill them, you know. He's very angry at them, you know.
Of course.
He really wants the revenge. And you know what happened was that our commander, he came and he like very angry, you know, at us. Because he said, look at this guy, you know. He lost arms, like we can even smell the rotten smells, you know, from his hands. And then our commander is like very angry at us and scold us, you know. Are you guys even humans? Like, and tie the rope, you know. And then he treat them food and everything. And then it makes me think, you know. Makes me think. Oh, he's like, our commander said, we're not like them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We are not them. We're trying to be not them. So he said, like, what's the point killing this guy, you know? This guy is already dead.
Did that teach you something, you think?
Yeah. He said, like, you want blood on your hand?
Yeah.
For what? That's why we're like, we're wrong, you know? So we treat them and we said them like, we don't even have medicine or food enough for us. We couldn't treat you guys and we don't want to kill you guys. So you guys so we take their weapons and we release them. We release them.
Wow.
Like they're like terrible situation, but
yeah,
it gives me hope, you know, and something like that I'm doing something good, you know.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Do you miss anything from home, like the before times?
Not at all, though.
Really?
I'm like, because we're like very close to the city now, you know.
Okay.
Because everything feels like city now. We got shops, we have games, and internet signals and everything. We even had a hospital. So, but last year, I really missed the city, you know, the foods and everything, because in the jungle, we only got to eat like rotten fish paste. You know what rotten fish paste? Because they're already rotten, they can't be rotten again.
Yeah. So. Sounds disgusting.
Disgusting. You know, James Parkman, he hates them. We try to feed them, but they hate it.
Don't you miss, though, like, just hanging out, not having to think about war, not having to be a fighter, not having to shoot? Like, you must miss just calm, peace, no?
Yes. But now I really appreciate peace, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, yesterday and the day before, we were, like, living in a hospital. You will see the hospital on Sky News. You've seen it?
I've seen several of which have got bombed already by the junta.
Yeah, and the Sky News, they posted a secret hospital. You saw that, right?
Oh, this, right, I know which one you mean. Yes, yes.
Yes, I was living there, and every night I was in a tent, you know, when my airplane comes, because there's a hospital that is not getting bombed yet. So, I miss the good sleep, though.
You do.
Kevin, not too afraid, you know? Because we're all here, yeah, I miss peace, like, hanging out. Because when I live in the city, you know, I can hang out, like, 3 a.m. in the mornings and nobody's gonna come and find problems, you know? Now you can't. And the drugs everywhere, you know.
This signal is shit. It's all right. We reconnected again.
Yeah. So this year's the resistance has been fun.
Yeah.
For losing friends, I think.
Yeah. Do you have any idea of how many friends you've lost? I hate to bring it up, but.
Probably 20, I think.
30?
I don't want to count them. 20.
20.
Yeah.
That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And most of them are like 18, 20, my age.
Yeah, you're also young.
Yeah. How old are you again?
I'm 33. I'm old compared to you.
Don't worry, my commander is same age as you.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything like you guys, though, man. When I was 20, I was an idiot. I wouldn't have been brave enough to do what you're doing. Definitely not. I'm gonna let you go because the signal keeps going on and off. But before we go, is there anything you want to let people know about your time out there, or anything you want to say?
Like last year, I have a lot to say. You know. Last year, I have a lot of, how to say, a little bit anger, you know, why people not supporting us, you know, like the West, you know. But now I know how it goes, and I know how the people's, they hate this kind of stuff, you know. They don't want to feel bad, you know. I understand them, but please, we're not just some kind of numbers, you know. We're doing something because we believe in something, and it makes the world a better place. So if any of you guys are listening to this, please support us in any way you can.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. And I got to say, we've covered Myanmar a lot at Popular Front, and it's very sad that, you know, one war in one place will gain a lot of notoriety and a lot of information and a lot of help. And then another war in another place, no one cares, you know. And I hate to say that. I mean, people do care, but the sad reality is, by and large, like, people don't care. And it's sad, but that's life. And I think what you're doing it for yourselves. And I know you're in a rock and a hard place, but you're doing good stuff, man. And I really appreciate you speaking to us. You're a very brave young man, and really, please get in touch with us whenever you can, whenever you get a chance. Just let me know how you're doing, yeah?
Okay.
Thank All right, bro.
Thank you for asking us.
Thanks, man, and good luck with everything, yeah?
Okay. I'll meet you when we want, okay?
Absolutely.
I'll show you around.